Douglas, I understand in a few hours you're going to be in Washington, D.C. Do you want to tell us about that?
Sure, George. Of course, the Northeast Intelligence Network, what we do is in the process of monitoring jihad-type websites, terrorist websites, and communications. We also investigate, to the extent that we can, the locations or where these communications are originating. And for the longest time, we have been following various communication outlets, specifically that distribute the various manuals and publications to the terrorists on how to construct bombs, how to enact kidnappings and hostage-taking scenarios. What we have been working on for the past several weeks, just about 24/7, is we've been following some postings that have all centered around one particular, now I'll be very careful in what I say here, one particular location, geographic location in North America, and through a series of internet profiling and email tracings and actual infiltration into this particular organization in the form of an internet persona, we have been able to identify the exact geographical location where these publications, these instructions, and the command center for North America, in our estimation, by other people's accounts as well, where it exists and who exactly is behind this. To the extent when I had communicated with the Joint Terrorism Task Force out of Washington, D.C., asked them about their level of interest in this, the contact said, contact more or less cleared his schedule and said, we will accommodate you. When can you come down? The sooner the better. So in roughly a few hours from now, I will be meeting with the Joint Terrorism Task Force and the FBI to provide hard copy documentation to provide the identity and the specific geographical location of at least one very significant cell, communication cell, in North America that's providing information to the terrorists. So we feel pretty good about that.
And how many cells do you think there are out there doing exactly what this cell may be doing?
I'll tell you what, you're looking at anywhere between 5,000 to 12,000 active sleeper agents, I guess, for the lack of a better term, in the United States. So you divide those into cells, it's a significant number.
Who are in this country, they have jobs here, they probably are married, and they have families, I guess.
You know, they have insinuated themselves. This is the hideous component of terrorism right now. These people, even years prior to 9/11, years prior to the Oklahoma City bombing and World Trade Center 1, these people have insinuated themselves into our culture with the intent at some point in time on using their stature in business, in the public and private sector, to use their positions against us in the form of terrorist operations under their religious ideology. So it's kind of a brilliant but hideous asymmetrical war plan that we are battling against.
I take it, though, Douglas, you do not subscribe to the conspiracy theorists who believe that a lot of this may be contrived, that it's not real, that it's just being created.
No, absolutely not. Okay. No, I don't subscribe to that theory at all.
How about you, Stephen Quayle?
Well, I believe, and probably a little differently than Doug, I believe that terrorism is an extension of both Russia and China's ultimate plan to see the United States go down the tubes. I believe Al-Qaeda is well-funded. I believe they need a catastrophic event to make sure their handlers are happy. And, you know, it's amazing because what I've been watching is the battle plan from terrorism is nothing that's new. It's excerpted right out of Spetsnaz, the Russian Special Forces plan, even to the point, George, of attacking prominent political figures such as our congressmen and senators. Now, they're very specific in some of the postings, and I can tell you the people that contact me who are in Washington and in the military, different parts of the world, they have even picked up, and I'm not privy to the people who are on the top names on the list, but they say, Steve, you've got to understand, they have the names, they have these guys all followed, and this is interesting because you've got people who are being profiled, and this is one of the issues of tactical surveillance, that the terrorists have already profiled the people that supposedly, when it all comes down, they're going to take out. And that's the answer to people, George, as you know. They say, well, why haven't we had more terrorist incidents? And my answer to that is, good night. We've got them going on right before our eyes, and the refinery fires and the worldwide power outages, and everybody's saying, oh, this can't be terrorism.